is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An Islamic State leader is killed in a coalition airstrike in Syria. Coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said in a news briefing Tuesday that Charafe El Musadan was killed last week. He said he had direct links to the alleged ringleader of last month's terrorist attacks in Paris. In another development in Syria, a U.S.-backed alliance of Kurdish and Arab rebels seized a key dam on the Euphrates rivers from Islamic State fighters.
Losing this dam is significant because it denies ISIL an important logistics route between the Manbij pocket and Raqqa.
That dam helped generate electricity for large parts of northern Aleppo province. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi visited Ramadi Tuesday after government forces recaptured the government compound there. Iraqi state television reported the prime minister was in Ramadi, but offered no further details. Prosecutors in Belgium said Tuesday police arrested two people suspected of planning holiday terrorist attacks in Brussels. They said investigators found evidence pointing to a threat of serious attacks on several places on New Year's Eve. The arrests happened Sunday and Monday after searches near Brussels and Liège turned up military-style uniforms and Islamic State propaganda materials. Burkina Faso has a new leader for the first time in nearly 30 years. Roch Marc Kabore took the oath of office Tuesday in a ceremony in Ouagadougou. Mr. Kabore's swearing-in comes 14 months after former President Blaise Compaoré was overthrown in a mass uprising. This is VOA News. The Obama administration says there is what it called a marked and troubling increase in civilian casualties in Syria since Russia began airstrikes in September. Human rights groups report hundreds of civilians have been killed by Russian missile strikes on emergency medical workers, hospitals, schools, and markets. A top Israeli politician heads to prison after a long corruption scandal. Robert Berger takes a look.
Israel's Supreme Court Tuesday partially overturned a bribery conviction against former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. His sentence was reduced from 6 years to 18 months in prison. Olmert expressed relief, saying a great burden has been lifted from his heart. The ex-Prime Minister, who is 70, was convicted 2 years ago by a lower court of accepting tens of thousands of dollars in bribes to promote a controversial real estate project in Jerusalem. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
Georgia's parliament has confirmed the country's former top diplomat, Georgi Kvirikashvili, as prime minister. The confirmations come less than a week after the abrupt resignation of his predecessor. By a vote of 86 to 28, Georgian lawmakers approved Kvirikashvili late Tuesday and confirmed his cabinet choices. That vote is expected to be affirmed by the nation's president this week. A suicide blast in Mardan, Pakistan, has left at least 26 people dead and more than 20 wounded. The blast in the city northwest of Islamabad occurred outside the door of a government office called the National Database and Registration Authority, or NADRA, which is responsible for issuing national identity cards. An official says authorities have identified the remains of the bomber and an investigation is underway. Global health authorities are declaring Guinea free of Ebola. The designation leaves only Liberia as still waiting for an official end to the epidemic. The president of the World Bank Group issued a statement congratulating the government and said, and the people of Guinea, on reaching the milestone and urging vigilance to stay at zero cases. U.S. President Barack Obama will host Colombia's President Juan Manuel Santos at the White House in February. The visit will come just weeks after or before Colombia's deadline to finalize a peace agreement with FARC rebels. About 50 Philippine protesters, mostly students, landed on a remote island in the South China Sea. They are trying to draw attention to what they charge is growing Chinese encroachment in the area. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day higher. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.